are actively trying to find poll workers. Tell me about this.
Well, yes. Today is Help America Vote Day, where we put a strong push out there to encourage folks to join us to be a poll worker. And I'm not going to be shy about it. I'm going to tell you that these poll workers are truly our unsung heroes. They're your friends and your neighbors, the people you go to church with. These are the folks that really make it all work in our democracy, and we couldn't do without them. You know, 200-plus years of our country being here and our elections, and we run these elections because we have good people like these poll workers. So I'm out there asking folks to help us out. We've got almost 1,700 voting precincts. That's a lot of them, and we need well over 10,000 folks just to kind of staff all those. So, and there's always some attrition, and people might be retiring and that, so we want to keep replenishing it, and we also want to build a deeper bench. We want to have some more folks there so the auditors have fallback positions should we run into another COVID scenario or something like that, heaven forbid. So we're really putting that message out today, and I know you know personally, AJ, because you've been a poll worker. It's a rewarding job, and I think folks would really feel good about helping out.
I think you find just exactly how the American government system really works and how that transition of power is or comes about, as it were, which I think is really something. So how do people get involved? What do they do?
Sure. Well, step one, you can go right to our site, pollworker.iowa.gov. And there's some information where you can fill it out and sign up. And then what we do is we make sure that information gets to the appropriate county. So the auditor knows that, and they will reach back out to you and offer you some local information and invite you to be a poll worker. Now, there is some compensation here. It's more of a stipend, to be very honest, but it is a way of at least thanking those poll workers for what they're doing. I don't think anyone will get rich off of it, but it is a little bit of mad money. But the auditor will set you up they have to do a training session. So people don't walk in there totally unprepared, and they work with some other great people. The other poll workers have been doing it for many years, but we just know we need to make sure they have a little more help, and in some counties we need to make sure we balance it out because we want an equal number of Republican and Democrats working as part of the integrity component. So we're gonna keep recruiting, and we've already identified since 2020 when I launched this effort, we've identified over 17,000 folks who had interests. And being a poll worker, and that's really helped fill a lot of the gaps.
And let's be clear, disabled veterans who have given so much, they're more than welcome. People who do maybe have a disability, maybe they're in a wheelchair or something like that due to injuries or whatever, they're welcome to do this kind of work. This isn't just limited to a certain class of individuals.
No, most certainly not. The auditors are really good about matching people up with the things that need to be done with their strengths and skills, and, we just appreciate the enthusiasm because it can be a long day. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but it is, again, rewarding when you see the process is working. And Iowa gets it. I mean, we're ranked at the third best state in the country when it comes to running elections, and we have record numbers of voting the last three or four cycles. So we want to make sure we continue on that trend. We don't want anyone having to stand in long lines or question any of the integrity, because they should have the utmost confidence in these poll workers who, again, they're your friends and neighbors, the people you go to church with or you hang out with. So I think you can feel much better about what's going on.
I know here in Winnebago County, we have a stronger Republican side than we do a Democratic side.
Right.
And in talking with the Election Commissioner, Carla Weiss, here, she's really searching for people who have the Democratic tendencies to really come in and be a part of this. And it's an equal balance is what you're trying to achieve, I assume.
Well, certainly. And you're right, Carla works very hard at it there. And the other auditors do the same, but we do sometimes get a little more lopsided if the county leans really heavy to one party or the other. It makes the auditor's job better if the folks would come forward on their own. Otherwise, the auditor is kind of scratching and looking around to try to get that balance.
That's tremendous. Well, is there anything else that we should know? I mean, that will you continue to stay on a list there with your collection commissioner?
Yes.
And if you go ahead and say you do one of these elections, and then further down the road you might be called upon to say, hey, can you come back and do it again?
Well, certainly, if they go to the pollworker.iowa.gov site, we'll make sure your county auditor gets that information, because in your case, your listeners go beyond Winnebago County, so I want to make sure they get to the right county, and we want to make sure that these auditors will have a strong bank of names to work on. So we have more than one election a year. People sometimes forget that. They always think of that November one, but you know, we have primaries and we have some special elections, and in the off years we've got schools and city elections. So we need poll workers for all of those, and people have different work schedules, so the more names we have, the more we'll be successful in making sure we have enough folks to man them.
Secretary of State for Iowa, Paul Pate, thank you much, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, AJ.
All right, take care.